This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtold with you today. Something that caught my eye significantly yesterday. And, you know, it's the off season for the NFL, the NHL. The only thing that's going right now is Major League Baseball. Women's national team is playing in the World Cup. Always exciting. World Cup is always an exciting amount of soccer. At least for me, to be able to watch with everything just on the grand stage. It's just fantastic, at least for me, just to be able to watch the atmosphere, the environment, and the success that the United States Women's National Team has had in the past. But something else that I stumbled upon is the Sporting News' series of its own city's Mount Rushmore. And Mike DeCourcy, who's spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh, the national writer for the Sporting News, he put together Pittsburgh's GOAT Mountain of Sports. Pittsburgh's Mount Rushmore, they called it GOAT Mountain, but it's basically the Mount Rushmore version of Pittsburgh sports. So the goal, the task, originally for the Sporting News was to go through the cities who all had four sports franchises. There are 13 four sports cities. And for overall, with three of the four falling leagues represented, there are nine from the NFL, the MLB, the NBA, and the NHL. And DeCourcy stated how, you know, Pittsburgh is not one of the cities that is all kind of glitz and glamour. It's not New York. It's not LA. It's not a place where you'll find superstars continuously hanging out, and you'll be able to see them. But one thing that he noted is that on his overall Pittsburgh GOAT Mountain, everybody on that mountain is recognizable with just one name. His picks: Roberto, Mario, Mean Joe, and Franco. Now, Mean Joe is two names, as he pointed out, but you get the point. Pittsburgh is just one of those cities where it is hard. It is hard to pick just four. Those four players: Franco Harris, Mean Joe Green, Roberto Clemente, Mario Lemieux. Essential to 15 championships and earned first ballot Hall of Fame inductions in their sports and were extraordinary in their community, charity, and humanitarian work. Roberto Clemente, the great one, the plane crash on New Year's Eve, one of the greatest Pirates of all time. He's 21, retired by the Pirates. He was an automatic inductee into Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame. They waived any waiting period necessary to get Franco, to get Roberto into the Hall of Fame. Franco is the other member of that list who is no longer with us, who went to Penn State, played fullback, was drafted by the Steelers in the first round, helped guide the team to four Super Bowls, and was one of the greatest humanitarians, one of the greatest men, one of the greatest representatives of the franchise off the field that you can find, and somebody that nobody, frankly, ever had a bad word to say about. Mario Lemieux, Two Stanley Cups, back-to-back, 91-92, could have had a third in 93, and what many people regard as the best of that Penguins group with Jágr, and that entire team was stacked, loaded. We're going to try to win three cups in a row. Mario, the same guy who's battled cancer, came back, the same guy who retired, came back and helped ushered in a new generation with Sidney Crosby. Got a chance to play with Sid, took Sid under his wing, cared for Sid, young kid at the age that he was, into a new city with the responsibility of putting a franchise on his back. Mario helped to lighten the burden when Sid came into the city. And me, Joe Green. When he was drafted, he didn't want to be drafted by the Steelers. The Steelers were a dumpster fire. The Steelers were horrendous when me and Joe Green was drafted. But with Chuck Knoll, and this is including no coaches, Chuck Knoll would be somebody who you would have to consider if coaches were a part of your argument. It's really up to debate. Are you keeping with just players or executives potentially on there? There's just so many people that you can put on this Mount Rushmore, this goat mountain, that Pittsburgh needs two. Pittsburgh has two inclines. Why not have two goat mountains? So the question really is, who would be on that second set of a goat mountain? At least for me, if you have Clemente, Mario Lemieux, Franco Harris, and Mean Joe Green on that first set. And I think Roberto Clemente, Mario, and Mean Joe are obvious for the obvious as the best players overall for their team during the time and also for the franchise as we know it. You can argue Honus Wagner, but did anybody really see him play? There's no real video and really anything on Honus Wagner. We're just told how great he was, and I'm not denying or doubting how great that he truly was. But everybody knows the story of Roberto Clemente. Retired 21. Roberto Clemente Day, where 21 is worn across the league. The impact that he made on Latin American baseball players. The impact that he made in the Pittsburgh community. The amount of people who suffered and cried when he was in the plane crash. The stories of Tom Walker and Neil Walker and their connection to Clemente. So who would be on that second set of a Pittsburgh Goat Mountain, of a Pittsburgh Mount Rushmore? Sidney Crosby would have to be there for the Penguins. Crosby, three Stanley Cups, helped to save the franchise as well with Mario. Mario taking ownership of the team and keeping the Penguins in Pittsburgh. Sidney Crosby was able to usher in a new era when hockey was looking bleak again in Pittsburgh. Mario retired, came back. The team was still in a little bit of a turmoil, especially around 2000. But when Sidney Crosby was drafted, everything changed. Three more Stanley Cups later, four trips to the Cup Final. Sidney Crosby, over 500 goals, one of the best players in NHL history. In no particular order, is definitely on that Goat Mountain. Now, where it gets tricky, you could put Honus Wagner on there. You can think about putting Barry Bonds on there. I wouldn't, just because he never won a championship here. I would probably put a couple more Steelers on the list. And when you look at the overall discussion, what comes to mind? Quarterbacks. Terry Bradshaw, Ben Roethlisberger. I would put Bradshaw on that Mount Rushmore before I would put Ben, frankly, because four rings are better than two. Four Super Bowl wins in four appearances is better than two and three. So if you're looking at it, Sidney Crosby, as well as Terry Bradshaw, in my mind, make up two of those other selections. And let's put Honus Wagner in there for what he meant to the game of baseball. Being inducted in one of the first ever Hall of Fame classes in Major League Baseball. And just overall, the type of player that he was. The Flying Dutchman for the Pirates helped to put the Buccos on the map early on in the franchise's history. So there's your three. And then once again, like putting Franco in as the four spot, it gets tricky. And I'm going to go with another Steeler. You could go with Chuck Knoll. If we're excluding head coaches, if we're excluding managers, general managers, I think Chuck Knoll has a great case, and I would probably put him on that Goat Mountain. And there are so many guys that you could potentially be still leaving out. Jaromir Jagr, Evgeny Malkin. If Andrew McCutchen would have won a championship, and I mean, he still has a chance to, he's still playing, then he could sneak his way on there as one of the last spots on the Goat Mountain. But I would go with, defensively, where the Steelers live and die. It's either Jack Lambert or Troy Polamalu for me. And it would honestly be a little bit of a tie. Jack Lambert was, for many, what Troy Polamalu is for me. The heart and soul of a defense, along with me and Joe Green. The toughness that he put together on the field. When Jack Lambert came to hit you, you knew you were going to feel it. He's one of the toughest competitors, one of the fiercest men and challengers on the football field of any. And Troy Polamalu was the guy who would say a prayer before every play. Somebody who was one of the greatest safeties of all time, if not the best, who came out of nowhere with his instincts that just automatically knew what was going to happen on plays. It was unbelievable growing up in seeing Troy Polamalu. That's a word that, you know, I don't throw around lightly. Are things truly unbelievable? Troy Polamalu, in my mind, is a player who was as close to unbelievable as you can get. The way that he played the game and just automatically knew everything, where to be, what to do, it was so impressive. So Roberto, Mario, Franco, Mean Joe, the picks from Mike DeCourcy is the Goat Mountain for Pittsburgh sports. How about Honus Wagner, Sidney Crosby, Terry Bradshaw, and then make it 4A, 4B, in no particular order, Jack Lambert, Troy Polamalu. As the Pittsburgh Goat Mountain Part 2, because there's two inclines, and hey, there's that one icy light beer sign up on Mount Washington. If you made it two Goat Mountains for the city of Pittsburgh, that would be my four, technically five, who will qualify. I'm Austin Bechtold, Fan Early Morning Show. The pre-show is next. Sports Radio 937 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.